local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And it is a Friday edition of the program. Welcome into Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin with you for the next 50 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today, November 10th. A happy birthday to the United States Marine Corps. We have Veterans Day coming up tomorrow. A couple of local parades. We'll get details on when and where. And a lot happening this weekend and a lot going on here on a Friday, including some big news in the world of sports, specifically college football.
Oh, yeah.
The Big Ten punishing University of Michigan over their scandal, specifically Coach Jim Harbaugh. So we'll talk about that in our sports segment coming up here a little bit later on. Updates in Israel, including also in the state of Florida, our local representative Michelle Salzman embroiled in controversy that has made national headlines. We'll have that here in just a moment. We start with our top three stories today. Israeli troops are pushing deeper into Gaza as the war with Hamas rages on. Local health officials in Gaza say there's been intense bombing and presence of military vehicles near hospitals. President Biden says that Israel agreeing to daily four-hour pauses to allow civilians to leave the area was a step in the right direction. Also, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country is not seeking to govern Gaza after the war is over. House Republicans are issuing more subpoenas today in their investigation into the Biden family's business dealings. Oversight Committee Chair James Comer subpoenaed two former business associates of Hunter Biden, as well as Hunter's art dealer and an individual who purchased art from the president's son. The move comes after Comer subpoenaed Hunter and the president's brother, James Biden, and several other family members. Also, Congress has now 1 week to avoid another shutdown. Legislation needs to be passed to fund the government by November 17th. So far, newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson has yet to lay out his plans for a short-term spending plan to avert a shutdown. Those are top three stories. We say hello to Austin this afternoon. Austin, how are you today?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself, Jim?
I'm doing very well. Little under the weather. My eight-month-old got her first taste of what it's like to be not well.
Yep.
She decided to relay that on to me. So So I have a fresh bowl here of bread bowl chicken noodle soup from Panera's that I will enjoy during our commercial breaks. I've got a full bag of 80 cough drops that I will eat like Skittles tonight because we do have the high school football game, the big playoff game, Escambia and Pine Forest, which I am very much looking forward to.
Yeah.
I would encourage you, you know, hey, if you got nothing better to do on a Friday, want to see some quality high school football playoff, big rivalry. The two teams played on October 20th, so about 3 weeks ago, and Pine Forest won that one 21-14. Came down to the last play of the game, and I have a feeling this one will as well. Good talent that we'll see at the next level on both sides. And, you know, the teams are evenly matched in the rankings, and they're pretty evenly matched on the field, as we saw in the first meeting. So, again, Escambia traveling to Pine Forest this evening, 7:30 kickoff. And we have exclusive coverage here in our local area on ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. So very much looking forward to that. Hopefully not too bad getting to the stadium this evening.
Yeah.
If this game was yesterday, it might have been a little dicey on I-10 and Pine Forest. So how are things looking right now, Austin?
Well, this traffic and weather update, first one of the show tonight, is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No, Joe, I'm pleased to announce, and I hope this is correct based on our end, but I'm looking at the traffic here. We're not seeing a ton of congestion anywhere. There is some, I've noticed. If you're heading southbound on North Davis Highway towards Airport Boulevard, you may experience some minor backups there. But I'm looking around Pensacola and the surrounding areas, and things haven't gotten too bad just yet.
All right, very good. Taking a look at the forecast, meteorologist Alan Strum.
The forecast this weekend calls for cloudy skies and a bit of rain at times here over the weekend. Now, most of the rain this weekend is going to fall late Friday night and during the overnight hours. Some of that may linger through the first half of the day Saturday, but during the afternoon hours, the rain chance drops. Sunday's rain chance, 30%. Now, as we look at our temperatures, highs will be in the mid to low 70s with overnight lows in the 60s and the potential for a bit of late night and morning fog. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, so we're going to see mostly cloudy skies tonight, 76 currently. Overnight low is going to be 64. Rain likely overnight and tomorrow for Veterans Day. High of 74 tomorrow. A little bit cooler Sunday, 72, and then 69 on Monday. But again, we're pretty much in a weather pattern right now where we can expect to see cloudy skies and highs in the low to mid-70s over the next few days. Overnight lows aren't going to be too bad, though. 64 tonight, 62 Saturday night, 56 on Sunday night is how it looks for your weekend. All right, taking a look at some local headlines. All right, so Austin, you'll remember this week we had the there's been the 4-day special session in Tallahassee.
Yes.
And there was one bill that kind of came out of nowhere. It was a proposition from Angie Nixon, representative from Jacksonville, who wanted to have the House support a ceasefire in Gaza.
Yes.
And it was overwhelmingly defeated. We had some audio. There was an exchange during questioning of this legislation, or not really a legislation, but more like a proclamation that the House would support a ceasefire in Gaza. And we had the audio of Representative Alex Andrade. He posted on X that it was the easiest no vote ever. And during Representative Nixon's comments, which were very emotional, there was this snippet.
We are at 10,000 dead Palestinians. How many will be enough? I also, one of my colleagues just said all of them. Wow. One of my colleagues said all of them.
So it turns out that the colleague who said all of them was actually Representative Michelle Salzman.
Okay.
Now, Michelle's Representative Salzman says that they were misinterpreted. She was not referring to all Palestinians, rather Hamas. Salzman has said that she has now been receiving death threats on social media. She has had agents assigned to her home to protect her and her family. So that kind of blew up here on X on the social media platform there when Angie Nixon took to the platform, posted her speech and comments, and also put Representative Salzman as the one who said the comments. And then for her part, Representative Salzman issued an apology to say, hey, I was not referring to all Palestinians. I was referring to Hamas, making a very clear distinction there, and also putting her X account on private, not public. So the only way you can see her posts now are if you are a follower of her. And she accepts that. So that is, as I was scrolling through and just looking up ABC News, NBC News, I did see it on NBC News front page there. So this is obviously turning into a bit of firestorm from the special session in Tallahassee today. We, of course, tomorrow is Veterans Day. We do have a few local events happening here. Here's our Steve Taylor with a look at what some of those are.
Tomorrow, a Veterans Day parade and ceremony will be held in downtown Pensacola. The parade will start at Spring and Main and go to Veterans Memorial Park.
That park is a place that people can come in peace and reverence and reflection and pay tribute, to the, particularly to the fallen. So that's why we do it, and that's why we really do need for all of us to come out and enjoy the park and participate in these ceremonies.
That's Veterans Memorial Park President Rob Doss. They'll have a ceremony at 11 a.m. The featured speaker will be Judge Gary Burgosh. A parade will also be held in Milton at 9:30 a.m. and run from Milton High School to Veterans Memorial Plaza. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much, Steve. 4:21 right now. Take a quick break. We've got state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola right now on a Friday. News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank,
Why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements? Trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own? Read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
We're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. Yesterday had a really good opportunity to talk with the Undersecretary for Health Services at the Veterans Administration and a two-star admiral from the Navy from the Defense Health Agency about the changes that are coming to the Naval Hospital, where basically they're going to be serving veterans at the Naval Hospital. Talked about that extensively this morning. It seems like a really good program if it turns out to do what they hope it'll do. You can listen to my conversation about that this morning on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am. It's not like you say sorry. A wound's been on a different story. This time I'm mistaken for having your heart worth breaking. And I've been wrong. I've been down. Been to the bottom of
425, News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now on a Friday. Hope you're had a great work week and looking forward to a good weekend as well. I got a couple of Veterans Day parades to look forward to. Big sports weekend. High school football playoffs tonight. A few local games both in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties coming up. So a lot happening here in our area. 425, right before we move on to state headlines, get an update on the roads and our weather.
Well, I'm looking at Pensacola and the surrounding areas right now, Joe, and similarly to last break, I'm not seeing a ton of congestion that's really standing out. We do have some on some of these busier streets, like, for example, like downtown. You may see some little minor spurts of congestion there. And we were also seeing some on Brent Lane. If you're heading westbound towards North Davis Highway, you may encounter some there. But outside of that, nothing's really looking too bad right now. We haven't had too hindering of accidents. And if we're looking at the Pace and Milton area, we're not seeing a lot of issues coming over Blackwater River like we usually do.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at the forecast tonight.
Rain is headed this way, and we can expect some showers to be a bit off and on as we head through the weekend. Most likely time for that rain is going to be late Friday night and overnight. Rain chances about 70% overnight, and then the rain chance goes down throughout the morning hours. Sunday's chances 30%. High temps mid to low 70s with overnight lows in the 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 426 now. Right now it's 76 degrees. Overcast through the night. Rain likely tonight and tomorrow as well for Veterans Day as well with a high Saturday of 74. Taking a look at state headlines. So we talked last segment about the kind of tiff there in the Florida House this week with Representative what's her name?
Angie Nixon.
Yeah, thank you. Angie Nixon. A pretty eventful week for her, because she was not only outspoken on the ceasefire for Gaza, but also had some things to say about another representative who introduced a bill to remove, or to stop rather, the remove of Confederate monuments in Florida. Jacksonville Republican Dean Black filed the Protection of Historical Monuments and Memorials Act, which is House Bill 395. It would stop local jurisdictions from removing Confederate monuments on public land. The measure would also allow the governor to remove officials who okay the removals. Representative Nixon, who was, of course, behind the bill to support a ceasefire in Gaza, blasted the bill on social media saying, quote, "It's evident that Dean Black doesn't like black people."
Ooh, wow. Hmm. A judge is denying former President Trump's request to delay his classified documents trial until after the 2024 presidential election. The judge could still descend the parties meet in March. Trump is facing multiple charges for allegedly mishandling classified material.
Now, also, a man who reportedly ambushed and seriously injured two Hillsborough County deputies will custody. A judge ruled today 28-year-old Ralph Boozy will remain behind bars at least until his hearing next week. Boozy is accused of intentionally hitting the deputies with his car in Brandon yesterday, and records show he has a history of mental illness over the last year.
And, Joe, you and I were talking about this, about how we didn't care about the Republican debate.
Yeah, right.
Seems
right.
Like we weren't alone on that. Less than 7 million people watched a third Republican presidential primary debate on Wednesday. NBC News' broadcast of the debate garnered roughly 6.8 million viewers. Wednesday's audience was down from the 9 million people who watched the debate last month, and the 12.8 million that watched the first one on Fox News.
Let me put that into context for you. Wednesday's debate was on the network of NBC.
Yes.
It got 7 million, you said?
6.8 approximately.
The second debate, which got 9 million, was on Fox Business Channel.
Okay.
Fox Business Channel versus the network of NBC.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, it's not.
I mean, look, I think I'm with the masses when I said we don't care. we don't care.
Yeah.
We do not care what any of them say. Yeah, it was cool. It was cute. To see all of the saucy sound bites that came out of there. You had Ramaswamy going after Nikki Haley a lot, you know, picking on her daughter who has TikTok.
She called him scum, I believe.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And, yeah, that's it. 4:30, we'll get national headlines right after the Fox News break and a look at what happened in the world of sports tonight. We'll get Austin's thoughts on the Harbaugh scandal and mine. All I've got to say is go Buckeyes.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Israel continues to focus their ground assault on Hamas militants in Gaza to their south, but forces are also ramping up fighting with Hezbollah to the north in Lebanon.
Cross-border attacks between the IDF and Hezbollah have continued throughout the afternoon into the evening. We know that as many as five Israeli soldiers have been wounded today.
Fox's Alex Hogan in northern Israel. Evacuations from southern Gaza have been suspended. Egyptian-Palestinian officials tell Reuters it's over problems bringing medical evacuees across the border. It comes a day after Israel announced they will hold daily pauses in fighting. Thursday, there was a mass exodus from the Gaza Strip.
Just yesterday, 80,000 Gazans headed south amid warnings from the IDF to get out of the line of fire.
That's Fox's Trey Yinks in southern Israel. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Led by technology issues, stocks powered higher today. The Dow Industrials jumped more than 390 points, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite rallied 277, a little more than 2%. Disney is reportedly considering putting some of its TV networks into its joint venture with Hearst. Executives at the media and entertainment giant have found that certain TV channels, including ABC, Disney Channel, and FX, are more valuable to the company long-term, as they contribute content that's popular on streaming platforms Disney Plus and Hulu. The Wall Street Journal says that assets like Freeform and National Geographic Channel aren't as important and could end up going to A&E Networks, Disney's 50-50 joint venture with Hearst. It's the end of the line for Jezebel. Parent company Geo Media announced that the feminist blog was suspending operations and laying off the Jezebel staff as part of a broader restructuring in Geo's portfolio of digital news outlets. That's Your Money Now.
Our generation didn't wear bike helmets. We drank from the hose, rode in cars without seat belts, did things that are unthinkable today. But we're not invincible. These days we have doctor's appointments, multiple medications, and chronic conditions to manage. Fortunately, there's Teladoc Health. Teladoc Health brings together all of your healthcare into one program, including everything from primary care to chronic care management. Learn more at teladochealth.com. That's T-E-L-A-D-O-C health.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Are you looking for your forever floors? We got them.
Hi, we're Buck and Ashley Deese, the proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coatings, where we make concrete pretty.
4 times stronger than epoxy with a lifetime warranty. Our coatings are perfect for your garage, patio, pool deck, and more.
For one day installation, trust the Deese Elite experience, now offering financing.
Get your forever floors by calling us today at 850-329-5599.
We make concrete pretty.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The Bears had a double victory last night. Not only did they defeat the Panthers, but they have Carolina's first-round pick, which will right now be the first overall selection in the draft. Bears president and former Big Ten commissioner Kevin Warren should have a plan this offseason that features hiring Jim Harbaugh away from Michigan and with great draft capital selecting Caleb Williams and Marvin Harrison Jr. All Bear fans have right now is hope, and this is what they should wish for. I'm Zach Gill.
With Black Friday savings all month long at the Home Depot, you get all the jingle bells and whistles you could wish for with LG appliances. With America's most reliable line of appliances per independent consumer study, you can take holiday doing to holiday done and always be ready to handle last-minute holiday guests. Save up to $900 on select laundry sets with Black Friday savings, including top brands like LG. At the Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
War breaks out between Israel and Hamas.
Starting with our top three stories today, the latest in Israel is Hamas released two hostages.
A Milton couple who was in Israel when the Hamas attacks began has arrived back home safely.
When we were leaving,
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own servicemen.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got to give the president credit for
keeping you informed with a local emphasis.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin with you. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. Text line is always open, 850-437-1620, and the traffic line, 850-262-6111. We'll see how things look on this Friday. Austin, what are you seeing out there?
Thanks, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Super Agents. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. Looking here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, it's been pretty smooth sailing so far this afternoon slash evening. I'm looking here, and we were seeing some issues on a Brent Lane heading westbound towards North Davis Highway. That has seemingly died down a bit. You may see some congestion at the intersection of Brent Lane and North Palafox Street. And also at the intersection of North Davis Highway and Airport Boulevard. But outside of that, I'm not seeing anything in Pensacola that's too outrageous. And one of the main things we've been looking for in Payson Milton these past couple days is Caroline Street. If you're coming over Blackwater River, that appears to be traveling smoothly as well.
All right, very good.
Rain is headed this way, and we can expect some showers to be a bit off and on as we head through the weekend. Most likely time for that rain is going to be late Friday night and overnight. Rain chance is about 70% overnight, and then the rain chance goes down throughout the morning hours. Sunday's chance is 30%. High temps mid to low 70s with overnight lows in the 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, right now it is 75 degrees, cloudy, and as Alan said, rain in the forecast for the evening and overnight hours as well. Taking a look at some national headlines today. Let's see. So this one a little bit troubling to me. Remember the anthrax scare from, I don't even remember. I want to say it was like mid-2000s maybe.
Yeah, I think you're right. And so, I do remember hearing about that, yeah.
Yeah. So I wonder if we're kind of heading towards another another scare like that, only this time it's fentanyl. Envelopes with suspicious powdery substances have been found at election offices in states across the country. Authorities in Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada, and Georgia all investigating after envelopes were received this week in those states. Police in Spokane, Washington say an initial test of white powdery substance in one envelope that was sent to the county elections office was confirmed to have traces of fentanyl. Also, Tacoma police say that their letter was baking soda. You know, fentanyl is just something, I don't know, I guess I try not to get scared that often, but you keep hearing about all these stories with opioids and how it's such a trace amount that can do real damage. And, you know, we had the incident a couple weeks ago in Seminole, Alabama, where a volunteer firefighter ended up being hospitalized because she was treating somebody with fentanyl, but because of the proximity she was to that individual, she got sick from it. The saying from the Batman Begins movie, you always fear what you don't understand.
Yeah.
And it's just I have very little understanding of just how big a deal the fentanyl crisis is, but I just hear all this stuff, and now you've got envelopes containing a white powdery substance and fentanyl being in one of those. Not good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I hear a lot about it. I don't know anything about it, and that is, it's intimidating. The IRS has released its new income tax brackets for 2024. Income thresholds have been boosted for each bracket applying to tax year 2024, with the top rate of 37% applying to those with taxable income just over $609,000 and married couples filing who jointly earn over $731,000. Standard deductions will also rise in 2024, up about $2,000 for married couples who file jointly and about $800 for single filers.
All right, the successor to the B-2 bomber is reportedly being tested by the U.S. Air Force. Reuters reports a witness for the outlet saw the B-21 Raider bomber take flight this morning in California. Each B-21 is projected to cost around $750 million in 2023, money adjusted for inflation.
And New York Republican Elise Stefanik is calling for the removal of the judge presiding over Donald Trump's civil fraud trial. She filed an ethics complaint against Manhattan Supreme Court Judge Arthur Engoron, arguing he's shown, quote, clear judicial bias against a former president and broken rules in the state's judicial conduct code. She's called on the judge to recuse himself from the case.
And finally, a report says the mayor of New York City had his cell phones and iPad seized by the FBI. The New York Post says Mayor Eric Adams' electronics were taken as part of the federal corruption probe tied to his 2021 campaign. Of course, we talked about this a little earlier this week. The FBI raided the home of his top campaign fundraiser earlier this week. Mm-hmm. All right, Austin, coming up here in sports tonight, we have an ESPN doubleheader in the NBA, 6:30 Nets and Celtics,
yep.
9 o'clock Lakers and the Suns. Previewing this weekend's football, college football, pretty good games, actually, a pretty full slate, mm-hmm. Even involving games that don't have two ranked teams. But I think the big one of the day now is going to be the 11 o'clock Penn State-Michigan game.
Yeah,
that's going to be just a cesspool of hot takes on the college game day and the big noon kickoff pregame there. 2:30 on ABC, you've got Florida State hosting Miami. Number 5 Washington takes on 18th ranked Utah at 2:30 on Fox. Also on CBS, Missouri and Tennessee. That's a battle of 13 versus 14. And at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, number 2 Georgia hosts number 9 Ole Miss. What are you looking out on that slate?
Well, I think Florida State has no business losing to Miami. Miami's already got a few losses now, and most recently it was a pretty ugly one to NC State.
Yep.
Florida State's at home. They beat them last year pretty bad. They should be able to beat them again. The other one, man, Georgia and Ole Miss. Ole Miss, this is, I mean, I don't know the last time they were in the top 10 this deep into the season. It's been years that they were, like, this good of a record right now. And Georgia, they just haven't removed all doubt yet. I think that's a good one. But Georgia is at home. That's gonna shake up the Rebs a bit.
NFL, we have the final international game of the year. Patriots taking on the Colts in Germany. Other big games, you got the Jaguars hosting the 49ers. I think that's probably the biggest game of the week.
Yep.
On Sunday. The Texans, a sneaky good game all of a sudden, traveling to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals, who are probably without Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. Mm. So, you know, that's, you know, the Bills coming off, or the Bengals coming off a big win against the Bills. Maybe the Texans kind of can fly under the radar a little bit. I mean, I don't know, but that feels like a trap game to me.
I think the Jags and the Texans are both going to win there.
Okay, and yeah. Then also the Ravens hosting the Browns in a big divisional matchup there in the AFC North. All right, so the news a couple hours ago, we kind of been waiting, holding pattern here for college football fans, wondering what, if anything, would happen to Michigan or head coach Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
So the Big Ten announces a couple of hours ago that he is suspended from coaching on the sidelines of games. Now, I would presume that to mean that, like, he's not in the stadium. He can't be, like, up in the booth, you know, calling down or anything like that. But basically, yeah, he can be with the team during the week with preparation, but he's not there on game days. So three game, that's the rest of the regular season. Obviously includes tomorrow against Penn State, Ohio State, and a couple of weeks after that. Michigan's going to try to get a temporary injunction on this. I would imagine they already know who the most politically motivated judge in the state of Michigan, who went to Michigan, who wants to be governor or senator, yeah, to tell them to put a stop to it. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I mean, I know that Michigan's kind of seen as a villain right now because there's clearly some validity to this investigation, but oh my gosh, this was Michigan's chance to prove, like, okay, we got some big games. It's time to silence everyone. Their biggest game up to this point had been like Rutgers or something. It's like, and now they're going to Penn State. That's a brutal place to play, big rivalry game in the division, and they're not going to have their head coach on the sideline, and they're finding this out last minute. That's brutal. If Michigan wins that, they should be good to run the table, no offense to your Buckeyes. But if they can do that without a head coach, their star head coach, then I don't know. There's no reason they can't make the playoff anyway.
Yeah. No, I mean, I agree with that. I'm going to fight a little bit on the notion that – and not your notion.
Yeah.
But just the notion I've heard is that, you know, Michigan is clearly the best team in the country.
Yeah, I mean,
I've heard too many people say that. But, yeah, they haven't played anyone yet. We'll find out here two of these next 3 weeks, obviously. Mm-hmm. Should have been in the death penalty. So just a slap on the wrist. I'll just add that there. All right, quickly here, some health, business, and science notes. SAG-AFTRA's national board will review a proposed labor deal with the Alliance of Motion Picture and TV Producers. And if the board votes to approve the contract, it'll be sent to union members for ratification. Also in health, business, and science, Amazon is opening up the online grocery experience to more people. They say customers will no longer need an Amazon Prime membership to order groceries from Amazon Fresh for delivery or free pickup. Pop culture notes today. I thought this was interesting. So there is a trial in Fulton County, Georgia, that is scheduled for next year. And it was announced today that rap lyrics will be allowed into testimony. The person on trial, Young Slime Life, I think is the rapper, or Young Thug is the name of the rapper. And seven defendants are facing charges connected to violent crimes that go back to 2015. Prosecutors argued that the lyrics written by the rapper, whose real name is Jeffrey Williams, are evidence of his crimes. While defense lawyers argue that they have nothing to do with the case.
Yeah, there was a rapper named YNW Melly who got in trouble for stuff like this.
That was in Florida, too.
Yeah, they looked through his songs and said, so he's being tried for murder, and this is what he's talking about. Is this, like, admittance? So,
yeah,
man, that's becoming increasingly popular. And, maybe Homer isn't done strangling Bart after all. I heard about this. Yeah, show producers on X posted a picture of Homer strangling his son, saying, quote, "Why you little clickbaiting?" Bart is seen holding a phone that reads, "Simpsons no more strangling." The caption reads, quote, "Homer was unavailable for comment as he was busy strangling Bart." Wow. So they're really, I mean, they are like
they're playing
down
with our emotions. Yeah,
they are saying, no, he will strangle him harder, if anything.
Yeah, everybody's going to be watching next week to see if...
we have to know.
That's right. A developer wants to build a smaller version of the Las Vegas Sphere in West Hollywood. Yesterday, the West Hollywood Planning Commission reviewed plans for the so-called Sphere on Sunset. Designer Sai Studio says it won't be an entertainment venue like the one in Las Vegas, but rather a broadcast venue. Let me be the first to propose this idea to our distinguished mayor and Escambia County Commissioners. I know there's been a lot of talk about the Bay Center over the years and just how it's badly needed upgrades or even a complete tear down and a rebuild. May I suggest to you the Pensacola Sphere that houses the Ice Flyers, the Sun Belt Conference Tournament, the Pensacon, and whatever else you want to throw in there. But
we get a lot of attractions here.
Yeah.
So maybe. And lastly, some of today's biggest singer-songwriters dominate the nominations for the Song of the Year Grammy. Taylor Swift is nominated for her Midnight's track, Anti-Hero, and is joined by SZA's Kill Bill, Olivia Rodrigo's Vampire, and Billie Eilish's What Was I Made For. The 66th Grammy Awards will be held on February 4th in Los Angeles. If Taylor Swift were to win Album of the Year for Midnight's, it would give her four Album of the Year wins, which would put her above Frank Sinatra, Stevie Wonder, and Paul Simon for the most all time. That's pretty comfortable company there.
Yeah, for sure. Wacky stories. Dior, I think that's right. Dior, maybe? The luxury fashion and fragrance company. Hope my wife is listening here. Christmas is coming up. They're launching a line of perfume for babies.
Oh, my goodness.
Each bottle costs $230. It's called Bonne Étoile.
Okay.
Lucky Star in French. They say it has tender and fruity notes. And if that's not enough, they also have a $115 baby moisturizer, $95 cleansing foam, and $95 cleansing water that's supposed to leave your baby's skin feeling supple and velvety.
Okay, unless your rugrat has eczema of some kind, this is going to help. It's a waste of money.
Yes, 100%.
Anyway, this is one that, yeah, this is a wacky, weird one for sure. Kmart had to pull their festive ham bags because they said Merry Hammas. And right when I saw that on the script, Joe, I knew exactly where this was going.
Okay.
People thought it was inappropriate because it looked like the bags were saying Merry Hamas. The bags featured Christmas trees, holly and green and red lettering, but a local Jewish group politely suggested they nix them, even though it wasn't intentional and even potentially funny. It is funny, but not in a good way.
I mean, it is funny. And I mean, there's no way that Kmart
was endorsing Hamas.
Well, there's no way that these bags weren't produced after the conflict started.
Yeah, perhaps.
You know, so, I mean, these things are being mass-produced. These things were probably ordered and made in, like, August, September, if not even sooner than that. So, you know, I get it. I get it. And, you know, good on the this Israeli group that said, hey, look, it's funny to us, but, you know, somebody might get it or irritated. I don't think they came at them with pitchforks and said, you remove these Merry Hamas bags right now.
It's not that.
They were just like, hey, there's this conflict going on.
Yes.
And they can't, somebody, some angry Karen out there will come at you if, you know. So.
Yeah, be lucky we got to you first.
That's right. 4:53, quick break here. Texter says, is the perfume made with sperm whale vomit? Yes.
Perhaps.
$230 for baby, it better be. 4:53, good news right after this short time out here. Pensacola right now.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in Tuesday morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and we'll be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's Tuesday morning at 10 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Fox News' Guy Benson gives you the news and brings you the newsmakers every day at 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here at News Radio 92.3, finishing up hour number one on a Friday. Thanks so much for tuning in. Joe and Austin getting you caught up on everything happening in our world today on a November 10th. It is the birthday of the United States Marine Corps, 248 years young today. Just say a special shout out. My sister, Melissa, is a Marine serving near Washington, D.C.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's... She's got a pretty nice gig. She's rubbing shoulders with a lot of higher-ups. She does social media for the Marine Corps at the Pentagon. So, yeah, very cool. Very proud of her. Always have been. You can text us, 850-437-1620, if there is a particular Marine that you would like to spend a special shout-out to. You can certainly text that in, 850-437-1620. Final check of the roads and weather this hour. Austin?
Yeah, this is getting kind of the twilight zone-ish at this point. We're not seeing, even though it's the first hour, we're not seeing a ton of congestion right now. We are seeing some in Pensacola. If you're on University Parkway, heading southbound trying to get onto North Davis Highway, you may experience some there. And as for Pace and Milton, we're not seeing any congestion coming over Blackwater River just yet.
All right, and Alan's got the latest update on the forecast.
The forecast this weekend calls for cloudy skies and a bit of rain at times here over the weekend. Now, most of the rain this weekend is going to fall late Friday night and during the overnight hours. Some of that may linger through the first half of the day Saturday, but during the afternoon hours, the rain chance drops. Sunday's rain chance, 30%. Now, as we look at our temperatures, highs will be in the mid to low 70s with overnight lows in the 60s and the potential for a bit of late night and morning fog. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Right now it is 76 degrees, cloudy here in Pensacola. Rain in the forecast during the overnight hour, 64 for the low. Texter Kim says Sergeant Jack Sadler, her father, served in tours in Vietnam, was a cryptologist master, passed away. But thank you to Sergeant Sadler for his service. And thanks, Kim, for texting that in as well. Keep them coming in, 850-437-1620. Finishing off with some good news. Speaking of military and good news here, this one here locally from our partners at Channel 3, inspiring the next generation today at Legion Field. Astronaut Victor Glover spoke to area youth about his life and experience. Glover, like all Navy aviators, started his career at NAS Pensacola 26 years ago, and now he's an astronaut and the first African-American selected to pilot the Artemis II. Artemis II will return humans to the moon for the first time since Apollo. And that's impressive.
Absolutely. And a bowling alley near Scranton, Pennsylvania is hosting a fundraiser this weekend. You get to bowl using a frozen turkey instead of a ball. The owner says the local food bank is running low, so they're partnering with a grocery store for it. For $5 and a non-perishable food item, you get to hurl a frozen turkey down the lane, but it would probably hurt it anyway.
Probably hurt, yeah.
Yeah. If you get a strike, you get to keep the bird.
I like it. I would throw that out there to the local bowling alleys and food banks in our area. That would be a pretty cool. We call it the Turkey Bowl.
I see what you did there.
A French man cleaning trash from a beach stumbled across a bottle with a message in it that had been written by a fifth grader in Massachusetts 26 years ago. The message was written by Benjamin Lyons back in 1997. The school district says over the years, other messages from Frederick Hamia's class have been found, including one in Greenland. 71-year-old Hubert Irial wrote back to the district saying he typically spends his mornings fishing and cleaning up beach trash. So how about that? 26 years ago, a bottle washes up and gets to France.